This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The RNC, that is the Republican National Convention, is over. And it was a lot different than that freak show of the left. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Oh, boy. I'll be honest with you. I didn't get to see a lot of it, but I definitely want to try to cover the little bit that I did see. And that's only one of the topics that we will cover today on this glorious day that the Lord made. I'm so happy to be talking to you conservatives. That's right. Riots happening in Wisconsin. Another topic, right? One we can cover. Here's what I can tell you right now. If I only talk to you about the Republican National Convention, I could cover what? 2-3 shows? Easy? Easy. If I only talk to you about the riots in Wisconsin, I could cover what? 2-3 shows? Easy? Easy? Huh? What about the polling? Are you keeping up with the polling? Yeah. Don't bother, except there is some good polling these days. So we'll talk a little bit about that if we get a chance to. Biden had a huge flip-flop. Are you guys aware of this? Yeah, see, there's lots of stuff to talk about. It's always tough to figure out what to, you know, share with you. Because I want there to be lessons in this stuff that we talk, that we discuss. So, as I said, didn't see a whole lot of, in this convention. Melissa and I went to Lake Tahoe, had to decompress. You don't think of going to California, even though it was part California, part Nevada, to decompress. Because when you go to the California side, you get hit with leftism front and right. Front and center. Front and right. Front and center. Front and left. And there was still some in Nevada. Not as much, but I'll give you an example. If you want to buy liquor in California, you can't go through the self-checkout line. Yeah, even though there's a person there that can check your ID, they go, nope, can't do that. You got to go through the regular line. Because that person apparently can check an ID better than the person who's manning the self-checkout line. I'm just giving you some idiosyncrasies. In California, you must wear your mask inside and outside when you're talking with people. If you're outside in Nevada, you don't have to do it. I'm just telling you, literally feet away from one another, and the rules change so dramatically. Interesting stuff. Did catch a little bit of the event. I caught Melania Trump's speech. What a speech. Maybe we can get to that a little bit if we have time. I want to start, though, by talking about the president and the fact that he spoke every single day. He said something. He got the left in a conniption. You want to know what my favorite part of what he talked about? He said, I probably am the best president on race relations since Lincoln. I wrote a piece about this. I said, that how brilliant is a man who understands marketing when he says, refute me. That, go ahead, fact check me, Snopes. I may be the best president for black folks since Lincoln. Now, they can do one of two things. They can ignore it and go, look at him over there. Let's just not say anything. So then he goes on and he says it again. Yeah, look at all the things I've done for black people. You know, criminal justice reform. And he should get a little attitude when he talks about it. He should do like Obama.
Hey, y'all want me to talk about here, black folks? Because he talks black people, definitely he talks white folks. See, that's what he do. It's like Barack Obama get in front of black people and say, okay, y'all. Yeah, this is what we're going to do now.
But Trump, I want him to do that. What's up, y'all? Y'all know what I done for y'all. Come on now. Give it up for our brother. Give it up for our brother. But you know what Trump does? He says, I've done a ton for black people. The highest record of employment for blacks. You know, we've got criminal justice reform. He's promoted different people for this. I've let, you know, prisoners out of jail. I've posthumously, you know, given pardons to various people. We put in opportunity zones. We are working on criminality, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, he just goes on down the list and he dares the media to challenge him. And they're like, okay, nobody say a word. Don't anybody say anything, because we don't want black people to know that Donald Trump has done so much for them. Mum's the word. I love it. So he just keeps coming out. Oh, yeah, that's this other thing I did. Remember those three black dudes in China? I got them out. Yeah, we did that too. Oh, those HBCUs. We got them permanent funding. No more coming and begging for the money. Oh, and you want to know the results? Oh, somebody, my producer's like, Kevin, give them the result. Make the reveal. This is like when you take the ugly person and you make him into the stud by the end of the Maury show, right? Okay, here's the reveal. The reveal is black people, according to Zogby, 36% of blacks support Donald Trump. What? Say what? That's right. This is a James Brown moment right here. Where the beat goes down and James goes down on the knee. He says, somebody needs to bring me my cape. And they bring out the cape and put it over him. This is a James Brown moment. Because somebody needs to let Trump kneel in the middle of the stage and then put that cape over him while the beat in the background goes. And then Trump would slowly rise up like he's James Brown and maybe break out in a couple of moves. Oh, Lord. Donald Trump speaking every day, touting all of his stuff, and the Democrats have to just
we're going to fact check that, this thing about the economy.
You know, it's funny because Trump said, he made a comment like, I've had the best economy ever. And he goes, well, he probably ought to just say just about, just so they don't have anything to talk about. So he goes, just about ever. Something along those lines, because he knows how to play the media. Oh, gotta love it. That was, to me, the highlight of the event, was Donald Trump just every day coming out. And it was a surprise for the media, because, I mean, this is not conventional. It's a convention, and Trump wasn't conventional. Trump was like, nope, going to do it different. They had a great lineup of speakers, too. Great lineup. One that I want to feature for just a second is Navy SEAL Dan Crenshaw. And the reason I want to, and I got Jack Brewer was on there. Jack's a good buddy of mine. They had the black chick that's running for Cummings District in where? Baltimore or wherever. I know where she is. But they had her on there. And Herschel Walker. I didn't know Herschel had been friends with Trump for that many years. But I forgot they had that football league connection when Trump bought the football team, that indoor football league. So they had that connection, been friends for a long time. And Herschel's like, I don't care what y'all think. Herschel's like, I've known this man many years. Well, you think I'd be associated with a racist? But I keep coming back. 36% of blacks in that poll going, you know what? We might just give Donald Trump a fair shake here. That's astounding numbers. That's shocking numbers for the Democrats. If you don't think that's resonating with them, I'll prove it to you today as you listen to The Kevin Jackson Show. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm going to ask you guys for a favor. I want you to visit bleedingbluemovie.com. In the wake of all these things that are happening with the police officers, they're now finding out that George Floyd would have died on his own in his house, but the level of fentanyl he had. This guy in Wisconsin that gets himself killed, and I'll speak for many of you when I tell you, you are sick and tired of every time a black clown gets himself killed by resisting arrest and having been a thug his whole life, gets killed by a cop, and we got to have racial training and racial reconciliation and talk about how the black man is not getting whatever. Let me tell you something. I'm going to speak for you because you may be afraid to speak for yourself. If you are not sick and tired of black people getting special dispensation because of the level of criminality and the snitches get stitches mentality and all the other lawless crap in the mentality of the leftist black folks that are out there, I will do it for you. I will express my outrage. Charles Barkley made a comment, and I don't know in what context, but he says it's tough being black in America. And I'll tell you, it's tough being a civilized black person in America if every time something comes up where we have to support a thug or somebody who did something stupid. I am tired of having to worry about other people's personal responsibility. The entirety of the black race does not hinge on some idiot who doesn't just say, okay, officer, take me in. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, and this is the KevinJacksonShow.com. 844-551-8255. Law and order. How about black leftists start raising their children right? How about they start becoming good citizens of the world as opposed to always looking to blame somebody for their own personal problems? How about they reprogram the difference in right and wrong? It seems like somewhere along the way they've lost this. It's idiotic that we're talking about this stuff. But I want to discuss Dan Crenshaw and with that as a metaphor, if you will, in the background of what I just said, because he spoke of America fighting for good. He said it's a key point about the makeup of America is that we have heroes out there. Let me tell you who I'm talking to right now. I'm talking to heroes in waiting. On this show, your heroes in waiting. Many of you would gladly give your life for this country or for the right cause. You would gladly do it. You certainly would put yourself in harm's way. You don't go out there with the idea that you're going to die, but you would go out and fight for the right thing. And if you died, you would die knowing I did the right thing. You are heroes in waiting, and there are many, many millions of you. Conservatives know how to be heroes. Leftists are scared little scumbags that hide behind masks. That's who they are. They need a crowd of people to fight with them. You do not. I want to explain the difference between you and them. And Dan Crenshaw, a Navy SEAL, who got his right eye shot out in a firefight, and he paid homage to the SEAL that saved his life. And I know many of these folks. I've worked with them, trained with them, and a lot of other stuff. And I will tell you, these are heroes, but they exist in America. Some of you are driving your cars. You're sitting in a coffee. I don't know what you're doing when you're listening to this program, but I promise you, there are so many of you that are heroes out there, the Dan Crenshaws of the world, that I can't even speak to all of you. There's so many. And you represent this country. You are like me, ready and willing to sacrifice for the greater good. And let me tell you, all these leftists you see, Portland and Antifa and Seattle and wherever they decide to go, I promise you, they are dwarfed in comparison to the number of people ready to take them out in an instant. In an instant. Real Americans. And the only reason we don't, we're letting them, we're trying to see, will law and order prevail? Because where law and order fails, I promise you, you and I are ready to go. Here's what Dan Crenshaw had to say.
Hi, I'm Congressman Dan Crenshaw. 8 years ago, in the fields of Helmand Province, Afghanistan, a close friend and teammate laid down cover fire against Taliban insurgents so that I could walk, blind and bloodied, to the medevac helicopter and survive. But he didn't. Dave Worson was killed 2 months later. He died a hero to this great country. Here's the truth about America. We are a country of heroes. I believe that. So should you. We are a people with a common set of ideals conceived in liberty. People that have sacrificed time and again for our freedom and the freedom of others. That's something no other country ever, anywhere, can claim. Since 9/11, I've seen America's heroes up close. Some of them saved my life. Some of them saved many others' lives. Many of them never made it home. These heroes acted as if the whole struggle depended on them alone, as if any weakness on their part would be a reflection of the whole nation. That's called duty. And America has a long history of it. Our enemies fear us because Americans fight for good, and we know it. It gives us strength. When our heroes are trusted and equipped, then freedom prevails.
Those are some powerful words. One of many great speeches given at the Republican convention. That happened to be by Congressman Dan Crenshaw. He's a congressman out of Texas who replaced Ted Poe. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to it. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. jacksonradioshow.com. That's all you got to do is add that, and you got the podcast. You get it all. You get it all at the amazingly low price of free. That's right. Let's talk a little bit about what Dan said. He said, a country of heroes. That's what I describe you as. We are a country of heroes. And if the Antifa people or the BLM folks or whomever, if they think for one second that they control stuff in this country, they'd have a rude awakening if we decided to strike back. And let me tell you, for the George Soroses of the world who may want to see some sort of, you know, man against man. I know that's not man against man, but whatever they're brewing for, it will not go well for their side. I guarantee you. Crenshaw talked about a common set of ideals. See, I don't believe that common set of ideals exist anymore in this country. I think that's part of our problem, is we don't have that. We have a common set of ideals because we are selfless, but these selfish little pansies on the other side, they have no there's no common ground for us with them. And Dan, I will say, I've actually met Dan a few times, and I've said, I'd love to see this guy run for president one day. But sometimes Dan can be a little soft. He still believes in that other side. I don't. But he said one other thing. No other country ever, anywhere, can claim what we claim, that we fight for goodness and freedom. And we've sacrificed around the world for it. Nobody else can make that claim. But here's the best part, the part that spoke to me the most about his speech. He says, there are people that fight as if any weakness on their part will be a reflection of the whole nation. See, that's the way blacks used to be raised. We were raised that if you do something wrong, it is a reflection, not just on you, Kevin, on the entirety of the black community. You go out and do something right. Doesn't mean you're perfect, but it means you understand that you're representing. In the case of blacks, you would represent the entirety of blacks. In the case of women, you represented all women. And I don't think that we should take such a broad stroke, but I do understand why I was raised that way by my grandparents.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XE family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You-
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul believes he would have been killed if not for the Washington, D.C. police when he and his wife were surrounded and attacked by a mob yelling threats and pushing police upon exiting the White House after President Trump's acceptance speech.
Thank God for the police. Had we not gotten to the police, I truly believe that the police saved our life and we would not be here today, or we'd be in a hospital today had the police not been there.
Paul speaking there on Fox News. Georgia State Representative Vernon Jones, a black Democrat who supports President Trump, was also surrounded by an angry mob. The Democratic-led House Foreign Affairs Committee is launching contempt proceedings against Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for what it says is his repeated refusal to cooperate with the committee's investigations. New York Democrat Elliot Engel chairs that committee. This is USA Radio News. Tennessee is getting rain from Tropical Depression Laura. The storm made landfall as a Category 4 hurricane, but now has maximum sustained winds of 30 miles an hour. Still, it left behind a trail of destruction. Louisiana Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser tells Fox News what Louisiana needs the most.
Well, we need to get the electricity back on, and we've people reaching out from all over to help. We're going to be needing to feed people. You know, you saw the pictures of the chemical fires and the casino lodged under the bridge to add to difficulty, closing I-10. And many of those manufacturing facilities are the petrochemical industry, but they also make products for cleaning supplies, hand sanitizer.
The Pentagon is cutting the U.S. forces in Iraq to about 3,500 troops, a roughly one-third reduction that President Trump is expected to tout as progress toward winding down what he has described as endless wars. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What we do is a reflection of ourselves, our communities, and ultimately our nation. And that is why, as I ended the last segment, I was talking about Dan Crenshaw's speech at the RNC convention, the Republican National Convention, is why I always strive to, you know, you strive to do your best. It isn't that you always achieve it. It isn't that you're always a model citizen. We all screw up. But if you have it in the back of your head that I'm not just representing self, I was having this discussion with my youngest son, you know, because we sent him down to my school, my alma mater. And you know what he was most afraid of? He says, I don't want to embarrass my dad. My dad went to this school. I don't want to be embarrassed. He said that. He confided that in me. I don't want to embarrass you. I said, if you go be the kid that your mom and I raised, I'm not worried about you embarrassing me. You're going to be fine. But we're putting that inside of him, that you must respect yourself by respecting your family, a.k.a. your community, and respecting your nation. And what you do, it may not be something that you really want to do. If somebody's, you know, having a discussion about America, you may not want to chime in. But if somebody talks about your country, you got to stand up for it. And I could go on. But we got these riots happening in Wisconsin. We got riots going all over the country. And I'm going to tell you right now, the Democrats are afraid of it. I'll get into it in just a bit. But here's what I want to talk about this. There's no discussion of the Wu flu, a.k.a. COVID, while these riots are going on. Has there been an uptick somewhere in Seattle, in Portland, in Atlanta, in Wisconsin, or whatever? Do they talk about these statistics then? That has us all in lockdown or in some sort of this self-imposed mask mandate, this nonsense over that, which I'm hopeful that some people start suing over. We are looking for people to sue over this stuff. I got to have a conversation with my legal team because I'm telling you, there's a lawsuit brewing over this. Hurricane Laura is on its way to the United States. And you know what the media talked about? Oh my gosh, with all these displaced people that could potentially come from the hurricane, we expect an uptick in COVID. But they won't say a single word about this nonsense with all the rioting and the things that are going on that. But let a natural disaster come and boom, it's right back in the news. Turn on your computer. Every website, we've got our COVID specialty for you. You order a product. Hey, we take COVID precautions. COVID, 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 COVID. Biggest scam since Barack Obama. Biggest scam. And now on to the next scam, which are the Wisconsin riots over what? Another black dude gets himself killed. Yep. Do you really need to look at the data of this? Because regardless if the black perp tried to kill the police, the spin's going to be the same. Yep, they're going to spin it the way they spin it. But it's backfiring. Told you guys I unplugged for a little bit, a little mini vacation, and I heard about this shooting of the unarmed black man in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And supposedly, this guy was shot in the back multiple times, 5 or 6 times. I don't know the actual number. I still haven't really dug into the story. Now, this story had all the trappings of Black Lives Matter to bring out the big guns. And, of course, it didn't take long for the NBAers to chime in. And I heard the coach of some, I don't even know what team he coaches, Doc Rivers, used to play for the Boston Celtics, I think. And because here's the thing, I don't watch any of these teams anymore. And LeBron James and all these guys, but these men, and I use my finger quotes, immediately went from mama's milk, touting that America allows cops to hunt and kill black men. In Kenosha, Wisconsin, some white cops got together and said, you know what? We haven't heard of any black people being killed anywhere in a while. Why don't we put Kenosha, Wisconsin on the map and let's go out and hunt ourselves a colored guy? Yeah, the game warden isn't issuing enough licenses for cops to hunt black people in Chicago or maybe Baltimore. Or, no, I have a better idea. Maybe they issued all those black hunting licenses to black people. Because I'm going to tell you something, folks. A cop shooting a black man in Kenosha, Wisconsin has to mean there's a shortage of black people to kill in cities that have lots of black people. Hey, can somebody check and see if any other black people were killed on the day that this particular guy was killed in Wisconsin? I would be curious to know how many black folks died that day. And here's an even better stat for you. How many of them died at the hands of a cop? Versus, oh, here it comes, dun 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 dun, another black person. But you know, Black Lives Matter, right? Please allow me to pull an Obama, who famously said when Professor Gates complained of profiling in Cambridge, the cop obviously acted stupidly. Except in my case, I'm going to jump to conclusions and say the black perp obviously acted stupidly. Now, Obama might have a slight chance that the cop acted stupidly, even though he knew nothing about the case. I'm going to tell you this. I have an overwhelming propensity. The odds are in my favor that the black guy in Kenosha, Wisconsin acted stupidly. I will bet you 99 to what? What do you want to bet? What do you guys want to do? No, y'all don't want to bet. Anyway, my producers don't want to bet. But I'll tell you this. If you want to bet me that this guy, I don't even know the story. I'm telling you as I broadcast right now, I have not done one bit of reading on this story. I'm giving you my observations about this story because here's what my contention is this. A white cop who decides to shoot a black perp in the back in Kenosha, Wisconsin, that dude has got body cam, he's got satellite footage, he's got 5,000 witnesses. He has to know everything that is going to come, the crap storm that is about to hit his life the minute he pulled that trigger. Now see, that's what you call relying on common sense. Because unless that cop had a death wish, certainly a career-limiting death wish, he was so hesitant to reach for that pistol, to reach for that weapon, and shoot this dude in the back. How bad of a dude must this dude be to be shot in the back when the cop went, okay, I can't even let him get away because he might go do something even more crazy. Now, let me tell you why I can give you a little bit of knowledge on this. Because we took all of the various perps, not all, but 95% of them, and we looked at the ones that had been unarmed and killed by a police officer in a certain amount of time, and we looked at their records. We said, you know, let's take Philando Castile. He actually was not a bad guy. But we looked at all of them. the ones that were on Randy Moss's tie, ones that had been written up by other people. We looked at all of them and we said, okay, what was this person's past leading up to whatever got them killed? And in some cases, it was nothing. It was maybe, I'll give you an example. There was a black woman who was a schizophrenic, wasn't taking her medicine, and cops were called. She attacked them. They killed her. You don't hear much about it because she was she was mentally deranged. There are many. You don't have to go on YouTube and look at people that dare the cops to shoot them, coming at them with weapons. And I could go on. So the point is, there's lots of these incidents that we found where the cop was, no matter who you were, you could have been black, you could have been, it could have looked like his sister, and you were going to shoot him because they were crazy. So it is what it is. Now, the same way that I knew Michael Brown Jr. acted stupidly is how I use my logic here. When I heard that a cop, this white cop, Darren Wilson, had reached out of his squad car. Well, first of all, he calls over this big black dude, 300-pound, 6'2" black dude. Get over here, boy. And he says, then they claim that he reached out of his car and he grabbed him by the throat. And I said, that is a lie. That's a lie. I knew it. There is no way, there's no cop trained in any way to do something that stupid. If the cop is going to confront you, he's going to get out of his vehicle and confront you. And he would never reach his arm out of the dude that could, break it. Because I said, that's a good way to lose an arm. And then what happened? Even under the microscope of Obama's crooked Department of Justice, Darren Wilson was found innocent. Still, Hands Up, Don't Shoot was born. And now we deal with the aftermath. This racist terrorist group known as Black Lives Matter. So I applied the logic of Ferguson to the logic of this case. And without knowing anything, I'm telling you right now, this could be the blow up in my face and be the biggest, idiotic thing. I mean, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. I mean, I'm just giving you my ideas around it. But it could be big in terms of me missing it, or I might be right. And I'm going to tell you, I believe I will be vindicated, not knowing anything about this case. I don't even know this dude's name who got killed. And, part of me said, Kev, don't even try to look up the story. Don't commit it to memory, because I don't want to create another, quote, Michael Brown Jr. But you tell me if I'm wrong. 844-551-8255 if you know the story.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Governor of Wisconsin had to suck it up. By the way, Democrat had to suck it up when the president asked him, do you want me to send in federal law enforcement and maybe you want to invoke the National Guard to restore law and order? And here's what the president tweeted. We will not stand for looting, arson, violence, and lawlessness on American streets. My team just got off the phone with Governor Evers, who agreed to accept federal assistance. Portland should do the same. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. monumental backfire by the Democrats. Their ugly baby is now, I don't know, what it's a cancer that's metastasized. That's the best way for me to describe what's happening with the Democratic Party. Yeah. I'm going to get to this Don Lemon thing, but let me just tell you this. The Democrats are hiding their candidate the same way they're hiding their polling. They don't want you to know what's going on. I talked earlier in the broadcast about black folks at 36%, and we're going to cover it again, maybe a little bit differently, but you get the gist of it. But people who rely on fake news polling to feel good about their chances. But I want you to imagine how bad the polling has to be for the Democrats to not even release their own numbers, the fake numbers. They won't release them. Rasmussen tweeted this the other night. Said, last night, Ed Don Lemon called for the rioting to end because it's showing up in the polling. What polling? The media polling after the DNC convention that was never released over the weekend, folks. It exists. You're just not allowed to see it. I want to stop just there for just a second. The Democrats have the polling from their convention. It's been how long? It's been days since their convention ended. They know the numbers. They know how many people supposedly viewed it on CBS, NBC, ABC, cable channels, whatever. They know how they've tried to fake us into believing that they got a big surge in Google. So in other words, people don't watch them on TV, but yeah, the kids were watching it on their smartphones. And so were the old people that are going to vote for Biden. They all had their smartphones plugged in and ready to go. They won't even give you the numbers. They won't give you the poll numbers about the so-called post-convention bounce. They won't tell you anything about it. They won't tell you what speech resonates. They got a bunch of opinions about it, but they won't tell you what the actual stuff is. And there's a reason for it. It sucks. Yes, that's the reason. And Rasmussen is calling them out because Rasmussen's probably done its own polling and it wants to compare its polling to that of the Democrats. Look, the Democrats held a convention and they look, for the most part, I don't know how many of you watched it. I watched bits and pieces, but it's my job. Many of you probably watched it just for sport, you know, as a train wreck. But they did polling to see how it went and they don't want to tell you how it went. They can't even, here's what cracked me up because this thought hit my head. They can't even come up with enough numbers to fake it. It's mostly Democrats. What'd you think about the convention? When you leave CPAC, conservative political action committee, it's a conservative event. They do focus group polling. What did you think? What did you think about this candidate? This, da, 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 da. And they release it. The minute it's over, boom, you get it. In fact, some of it you can get even faster than that, you know, when the poll itself has done a particular poll. But certainly by the end of it, within a day, you got access to it all. You know how it went. Democrats don't want you to know. And it's heavily Democrat. What did you think about our convention, fellow Democrats? You know, let me give you the answer again. It sucked. Did you hear? Before I left, I made a show and I talked about the idea that the Democrats themselves are attacking it. Trevor Noah, comedians are attacking it, going, what was this? It looked like cable access and on and on. I said it too. The little bit I saw, I went, wow. I don't know how much you spent on that, but get your money back. The most intriguing part of this tweet for me, though, was a statement about Don Lemon. Yeah. He says, Don Lemon called for the rioting to end because it's showing up in the polling. So I looked it up. And here's what I found. This is from Yahoo News. CNN's Don Lemon warned Democrats of electoral consequences if they fail to address the blind spot that's prevented them from condemning the riots that plague the country nightly. The blind spot. Now, we have the clip, and I'm going to play that. Don Lemon, he did far more than say that. I mean, the statement with that is so deep that that's what I want to spend the rest of this segment talking about. But let's play the Don Lemon clip.
I do think that this, what you said was happening in Kenosha is a Rorschach test for the entire country. And I think this is a blind spot for Democrats. I think Democrats are ignoring this problem or hoping that it will go away. And it's not going to go away. And so, unless someone comes up with a solution over the next 73 days or 70, so however many days.
68 days.
So it's not going to, the problem is not going to be fixed by then. But what they can do, and I think maybe Joe Biden may be afraid to do it. I'm not sure. Maybe he won't. Maybe he is. He's got to address it. He's got to come out and talk about it. He's got to do a speech like Barack Obama did about race. He's got to come out and tell people that he is going to deal with the issue of police reform in this country and that what's happening now is happening under Donald Trump's watch, on Donald Trump's watch. And when he is the president, Kamala Harris is the vice president, then they will take care of this problem. But guess what? The rioting has to stop. Chris, as you know and I know, it's showing up in the polling.
Mm-hmm.
It's showing up in focus groups. It is the only thing, it is the only thing right now that is sticking. And the Democrats tonight stuck with that, right? And they also stuck with the theme that you said, the coronavirus. You got the coronavirus and you have Kenosha.
So Lemon wants to make this Donald Trump's problem. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. com. This is Trump's problem, or let's make it Trump's problem because it's happening during the time of Donald Trump, right? Mm-hmm. See, I've already told you, America knows who to blame for all of this. They know what the problem is, but here's what's funny. He says, it's not going away. Unless they come up with a solution, it's not going away. Biden's got to talk about it. So he's, what does he tell him to do? He tells Biden, plagiarize Barack Obama's speech from 2000 and whatever. Plagiarize it about how you're going to bring all this peace and tranquility. Because we know that that's what you get in Democrat cities, is peace and tranquility. Because they're so, you know, progressive. He says, and the other part of that that kind of makes me chuckle is the Democrats have Biden on lockdown, and there's a reason for that, because Biden can't put intelligible words together. In fact, some people said, theorized, that Biden had recorded his moment where he was giving the speech. I don't know if that's true, but I'm talking about during the convention. They said it was pre-recorded. So Biden didn't have to give this, quote, live speech, and they could, you know, doctor it if they needed to, because they didn't want him to do it live. I don't know if that's the case or not, but I'll put it to you this way. I wouldn't be surprised. So Lemon goes on, though. He says, this rioting has to stop. It's showing up in the polls. Yeah. Let me tell you why. Because America knows how to overcome its problems, and the Democrats have become the major problem of this country. And I talk about this quite a bit, but I talk about how America proves time and again that it can overcome stuff. And I use Jesse Owens as an example in the 1936 Olympics, where he represented us at the Berlin Olympics, when every American, black and white, cheered for a black man to defeat a white man. But what were they cheering for? They were cheering for an American to defeat a German. White races put everything aside to let people know American comes first. We knew then that America supersedes color. Despite the fact that Owens was an icon and a hero, he couldn't drink from a whites-only water fountain, couldn't sit in a restaurant white section. But America rose above these racist sentiments for the most part years ago. Now we all sit together. There is no remnants of this nonsense. Even though most Democrats still have, a lot of Democrats rather, do have some racism. But Obama came and he put it on steroids and made us the most divided country I've seen in ages.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.